Constant leaks from the ceiling, unavoidable flooding, and tightly packed living quarters are just some of the problems that Muncie firefighters have to deal with at their current facilities. Station 6 at McCullough Park is over 70 years old. The city's demolishing the current structure and will build a new one. Muncie Fire Department officials have told the public in community meetings that fire rescue equipment holds deadly carcinogens. At the current stations, it's forced close proximity to the living quarters put the firefighters at risk. Chief Dan Burford says that the source of the carcinogens is the smoke that the firefighters encounter during their deployments.
Well, those carcinogens get into our bunker gear that we wear in the fires. They absorb into our skin as it is. Studies and the tests have shown that those carcinogens from that gear will float around in the air.
Part of a new fire station includes creating a negative pressure environment to ensure that the carcinogens are pushed out of the facility. After proposing rebuilding two fire stations in March 2023, Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour brought a proposal for one station rebuild at a cost of about $8 million to the City Council in October of that year. That council and the one seated in January of 2024 agreed that fire station conditions need to be addressed, but have questioned the overall cost and the mechanics of how to pay for it. In May, the Muncie City Council approved using bonds to fund the new facility, at a cost not to exceed $8.7 million. Plans include new equipment and better living amenities. Burford says other facilities in Muncie will also see additional improvements and modifications in the future. In Muncie, Thomas Ouellette, IPR News.